you're probably getting the sound of background noise, but for me it actually feels quite quiet. I'm sat upon the 787, the Boeing 787 Dreamliner, the plane that's been in the news a few times for having issues with its fire extinguishing kit, and I think something caught fire on a couple of planes. I didn't know I was going to be on this plane, it was just kind of there waiting, and it's carrying me from Stockholm to London. In fact, we're just about to enter a holding pattern over London, so I'll no doubt be told to turn off this phone. It's got some interesting stuff. It's got some seats that, for some reason, because of the space I'm in, feel closer together than normal, so it does feel cramped. There are three rows of seats. You've got the three, three, and three. So quite a lot of people aboard here. One thing I did notice was the overhead lockers were huge. In fact, I felt like if I curled up in one of them, I would have had possibly more space than where I'm sat now. Nice entertainment system. Unusual to see this kind of entertainment system on this short-haul flight. I was told there wasn't a license to play anything, but it did kick into action halfway through. There's the USB charging. There's the standard QWERTY keyboard remote control. One innovation I can see that I haven't seen on an aeroplane before, but I don't do that much long haul. They also gave me two bottles of wine, can you tell? Is the electronically dimmed windows. So the windows effectively go almost black, very, very tinted, with the click of a button. Very interesting to see. I'm wondering if at night time it's all the windows are automatically dimmed by somebody up the front. Toilet looks the same as any other toilet, but it does seem quiet on takeoff with the engines at full roar and their big old engines. It seems quite quiet, so pleasant trip. It is quite nice having entertainment, even if just for a short period of time. I really enjoyed watching Idiot Abroad, the Carl Pilkington and Warwick Davis series with Ricky Gervais. I was laughing a lot and crying a little bit. Very, very funny. I was watching the India edition where they join the circus and do some acting. And before you know it, the flight is over. I've just got my Kindle out now, waiting for somebody to come and tell me to turn off my devices. Seatbelt is on, coming into London. So this is my first experience of the Boeing 787 Dreamliner, which, as far as I know, isn't officially doing flights right now. So I am a guinea pig on a test flight with hundreds of other people. Could do with more space. That's my only criticism. Everything else, shiny new, and the staff impeccably well-trained and super nice. I'm not just saying that because they said, when I said I'd like some wine, they gave me two bottles and a glass of water. They just genuinely seemed really nice people. I do see some flaps changing. Banking left into London.